have to remember how to start this thing.
I mean, what's wrong?
To start the intro.
We don't have a fucking intro.
I know, but I'm like, I gotta start it up.
What are you starting up?
The podcast, bruh.
Yeah, I understand that, but you say like we have like a special like script or some shit.
No, we don't. I just get nervous.
Okay, well, this can be the opening.
We can't do this every time.
We can. They don't fucking care.
They're going to think we're crazy.
No, I think they're going to think, wow, these two are so original and ahead of their time. Because instead of reading a script, they just improv it. And
they just improv.
Yep. Ta-da.
Ta-da. We are here.
Yeah. And this is the vibe check.
After months and months of waiting.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry, baby. I won't do that to you again. Please just let me listen to us some more. We won't hurt you again. We promise.
We'll try not to.
Deadass. Shit, when was the last recording? Wasn't it in August?
Probably.
Ooh, we don't even know when the fuck we last recorded. Okay, well, damn. We just sound toxic now. What the fuck? Okay.
Hey, we all a little toxic, you know, sometimes.
Well, we hope everybody had a good Halloween, a good, what other holidays are in between now and August?
What other holidays?
September's a boring month.
Yeah, kind of, actually. I think it's really just Halloween. I think that's the only one that really matters. I mean, it was Veterans Day, so, you know, thank you for your service.
Yeah, the real ones, not you fucking desk jockeys out there. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We ain't thanking you fresh out of boot camp motherfuckers. We talking about these veterans, your daddies, your uncles, your granddaddies.
Your granddaddy's daddies.
Or if you out there on that special ass service mission or some shit, you know, thank you. Just the motherfuckers that's doing something. There's a difference between a motherfucking somebody who's doing something, I guess, other than someone who's just using the military to progress in life as far as for college and other career purposes, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know, either way.
Either fucking way.
We are back and, you know, we are better than ever. You know, COVID free. And we got new jobs. My last job sucked. And I can say that now because I'm not there.
Same.
So, yeah, like, you know, fuck working for Hot Topic. You know, I still support the clothes, the brand, but working for Hot Topic, it ain't shit. So, if you was looking to work there, sales associates, cool, but just stay there because that's all it's good for. I guess that's my vibe out because, you know, we normally start out with vibe outs and I was just early with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Shit, actually, what am I? I don't know. My vibe out, I guess, would have to go to bummy ass dudes. Stop being bummy.
Right, stop being bummy.
Yeah, because we had a discussion about that earlier. Yeah, we don't have time for people who don't want to adapt, progress, communicate. Yeah, all them basic ass things, in my fucking opinion, I mean, it's everyday stuff. So, I don't know. I'm not really too mad. I ain't gonna lie. Like, finding a different job and making the money I make and doing what I've been doing, I mean, everything's been really fucking chill. So, I don't know. But yeah, them bummy people out there, y'all got to get it together. You got to focus on other things. I know me, especially. I got stuff I need to focus on. I don't have time for any other emotions outside of what is going on in this house. And that's about it.
For real, I'm like, I feel like we work too hard to be out here stressing about what other people are doing. If they're not making any kind of impact in our everyday, you know, it just is not worth the time and stress.
Nah, not at all. There's too much shit going on in the world. Too much sometimes where it's nice to where you can, like, just step away. And, I mean, I've trained myself over the past couple of years to kind of just learn to not always be on social media. Like, I really haven't been on Facebook at all. Like, yeah, I've removed that app and gotten it back so many times. The only thing I use Facebook for at this point is literally just the market. And even then, like, the area that I moved to, I'm in now, like, it's just fucking trash. Like, I'd rather still shop and buy shit out of Nashville, like, in Nashville or back in Clarksville. But I'll just wait. These motherfuckers are sketchy, so.
Yeah, and I like local shopping. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mine is that fucking dude. Did I tell you about the guy when I was trying to get my camera equipment? Like, I drove all the way out to Mount Juliet. I mean, it's not far from where I'm at. But still, to drive out that way with fucking one lane traffic in a school zone and shit, like that was a nice lengthy ass full drive, it felt like. And so to get all the way out there, and this man tells me, and I don't even know if he was lying or not, but he told me he had caught COVID, like he had just tested positive for COVID. And it pissed me off because that same fucking day, I lied, and this is at my old job that I don't give a fuck about. I lied and acted like I had to leave early, but it was really to meet him up because he had made it seem like, he wanted me to buy this from him, and our schedules just were off because of my current work schedule. And I was just like, well, fuck it. Like, I got my hours for the week, and there ain't shit going on here, so I'm gonna go. And I told him I had to leave. So I drove all the way out there, and then only to be told, like, yeah, I tested positive. I got really fucking pissed off. I just blocked dude, and that was a terrible day. I got so mad. That was a huge waste of time.
Yeah, people are a waste. He's probably one of them dudes in that category of bummy ass dudes.
Bummy ass dude. Ain't got time. Blocked. Gone. You bummy ass girls too. Matter of fact, we ain't gonna keep this sexist. This is the bummy ass people out there. I can't think of the last girl that I got mad at for being bummy. But I know they out there.
Right.
You out there. Y'all ain't. All y'all really ain't on y'all hot girl shit. It's cool.
Right. It's cool. Just do better.
Yeah. That's all
That's
we need.
right.
But any motherfucking way. Shit, real deal. What are we gonna be vibing off of? Because that's one thing that we did not really discuss. I mean, recording shit has just been really hard on our ends. I mean, work real deal. I mean, when you're working fucking 40 plus or just even just have a hard fucking demanding job, you don't be wanting to do shit. And my schedule is like rotating, so my off days are never the same.
Right, mine too. Yeah, I just happened to hit that lucky little weekend off, but only for this weekend.
I know what we can vibe off of.
We'll be vibing off of.
We vibing off of embarrassing moments.
Okay, we can do
Yeah, because I'm
embarrassing
feeling
moments.
mighty fucking vulnerable right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so turn it up. Turn up your fucking speakers because we about to get real close in this bitch.
Yeah, we getting real close.
Yeah, we getting real close. Not too loud to where, people think we fighting. But you know how to set the tone. Either way,
Right.
yo, I wanted to talk about this actually when it happened. I wanted to fucking record it, like actually when it happened. This happened to
Oh
me
no, I think I know what you're gonna talk about.
when I went and got my glasses.
Yep.
Yup. Hell yeah, it's time.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Oh boy, this shit is so fucking just. All right, so. One day, I decided to go get some new glasses. I got my insurance finally kicked in, and everything was cool. And everything's like really. I don't like offices and shit, especially eye doctors, because like they're just more quiet than normal. Like I don't get it. It's not even that small of a space, but it's nothing but walls and glasses and then like a few desks. But it's like I hate whenever it's quiet and nobody's like talking or anything. So like I'm going to get my glasses. And this is when I actually like I had got my eye exam and everything, so like I'm coming to pick them up at this point. So I'm going in, and I'm going in, and I'm going in there, and I sit down, and we're sitting there, and she's getting my glasses, and she's trying them on for me, and everything, like adjusting them on my face. Everything's really cool, and I'm feeling really good because it's like I finally have some glasses. I haven't had new glasses since like high school, I think. So to be able to see clear and everything was like fucking awesome. I was like, yeah, I'm in a really good mood and things were cool. So, oh yeah, I failed to mention also, before I had sat down, I was wearing Adidas tracksuit pants, and so I guess the mesh or the material, like it's different. Like, I mean, if you've worn Adidas tracksuit pants, then you know what I'm talking about. And the thing about Adidas tracksuit pants is you don't know when you're fucking sweating. And so I don't like that because I damn sure didn't feel like my body was wet or I was sweating or I was gross. And so anyway, I'm getting up and I look down at the chair. This is after she's fixed my glasses and shit are cool. I'm about to leave. I get up and as soon as I stand up and I look down, there is a perfect imprint of my thighs and my balls just right there on the seat. And so immediately, like when I see it, I react and I'm like, oh wow. And so the nurse or the lady like across the desk, she's fucking like looking down at the spot too. And she's like, oh wow. And so I freak out and I fucking just slam the chair underneath the fucking desk. And I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. Like, thank you. Like, this is great. I'm out. And I stormed out because I was like, God, that was probably the most embarrassing thing that I have done in a while. Like, that was just so fucking weird. But it pissed me off because I'm not gonna lie, that was a clean ass fucking imprint. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, Brittany, my balls were like there. Balls and thighs, and I'm just like, wow, that looks fucking crazy. And she was there to witness that with me. And I guess that's what I didn't like. She made me fucking, I felt gross too because I didn't wipe it. Like, I didn't know what the fuck do you do in that situation? It's just like, it's your fucking office. Like, turn the AC on and leave me the fuck alone. And I left. Like, ain't my problem. I mean, it's my problem, but I'm like, God, that was wild.
What do you think they did when you left?
She probably said, fucking gross black people and fucking got like Windex and wiped it while talking shit or something. She wasn't cool. She wasn't like pretty or some shit. It wasn't like I was embarrassed because of how she was looking. I was embarrassed because of the fact that you fucking witnessed a perfect goddamn imprint of that with me. And that was just crazy. I wanted to take a picture of that shit so bad because that shit was mad funny. I ain't gonna lie. But I got caught. So,
I
said,
got
nah, fuck
caught.
this. I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like, what do you do in that situation? You just like wipe the seat? Do you just like get up and go? I mean, if you weren't caught, most people probably would just get up and go.
Exactly,
So.
like it's exactly like it's fucking it's an eye doctor. Like, it's not like they have tissues or wipes just fucking right there. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. I immediately just threw the damn chair under the desk. Like, it was loud too. Like,
You had the whole building just looking at you.
yeah, soon I don't know if they looked when we both said wow or when I slammed the chair underneath the fucking table, but I didn't care. I wasn't looking at nobody else. All I saw was that imprint and slammed the chair and walked out. I said my goodbye.
I said my goodbye.
Yep. And then I text you and Will, and I was like, I gotta call somebody and talk to them about this because this is my anxiety kind of shot up. I was like, wow, that's this is a new feeling. I'm serious. It takes a lot to kind of embarrass me. It was like,
Yeah.
that's really what it was. I just felt uncomfortable. I haven't felt like that in a while.
I mean, I would have too. Like, like it's happened before to me, like the little ass sweats, I guess you could say. But it's
That's
always
what I'm
been
saying.
like.
Like, at least like an ass print. That's what I was expecting, like an ass print. But
Right.
no, you get thighs. You get, of course, my ass, but not like my actual ass. But it's just like, man, that was like, fuck, I wish I could recreate that. That was some art. That
That was
was
some
like
art.
still embarrassing.
You should have just been like, I know this is an embarrassing moment for me right now, but can I take a pic, just for the gram? And
Oh,
I'll
her
show
fucking snooty ass. She probably would have fucking like scoffed at me or some shit. And
it.
sir, you need to leave. Was like, all right, bitch, you keep me, keep this fucking sweaty ass seat if you want to. Shit, I was trying to be nice. I'm gonna take a picture and at least offer to wipe it. Probably. I wasn't gonna look around for no wipes. Like I said, I was at an eye doctor place. They could have gave me
Right.
something.
They could have,
They
they
could
could
have.
have. They seen the print.
Well, they seen it all right.
They probably licked it when you left.
Brittany, Jesus, fucking no, they did not. Fucking hell. No! What if she like fucking like got a little fucking like a business card and like scooped it into like a little jar? Like, I hope he comes back. His juices.
Juices. She has like a jar of everyone's ass sweat.
I mean, she probably fucking does.
The
Call it a booty juice collector.
booty juice collector.
Old bummy ass bitch. No, I'm playing. All right, see, now I'm being mean. Like. Okay, that's enough. Brittany, what is your, you have an embarrassing moment.
So I have a recent one, I guess, but it's not as good as yours. I'll get into something juicier later. I'm just gonna do a recent one first. So like recently I went to get Mexican food and I wanted margaritas because margaritas and Mexican food, that's what you get. And that was the whole purpose of going inside was so I get the margaritas. So we go to this place called Dos Margaritas. And it's pretty all right, not too bad. But I went to walk in and I'm like pulling on the door only to find out that, it's a push. And that's not my embarrassing moment. That was kind of embarrassing because like it was the second door that's like in the restaurant. So like everybody saw me not be able to open the door. But it's fine. We shrugged that one off. I was like, it's cool, I fucked up. Whatever. So anyways, we go in and it's just kind of weird. And they like set us at our little table. And You know, we're in like this little area. Like the restaurant seems to have a few different parts, but we're in this little area. There's like a row of booths, and then there's like tables in the middle, and then another row of booths, and we're in like one of the rows of booths. And the rows of booths across from us, like they can see us, but like they're all full. Like they're just everyone's eating. And it's cool, you know, whatever we vibe in. So, you know, dude comes, takes our order. I feel kind of bad because I'm having a hard time understanding him and I'm trying not to be that bitch. Especially because like I'm half Hispanic too. But, you know, like I was doing my best. You know, I ordered my burrito that I always order and I got me a watermelon margarita. So, anyways, you know, my burrito comes out. You know, I've been had the margarita, you know, just been drinking a little bit, sipping. And I like the way I eat my burritos is I don't really like to use the knife. I hate using knives. They're very annoying. They just, I don't know. I just, if I don't have to use a knife, I don't. So, normally when I eat a burrito, I will just like take the fork and like, you know, just cut into the burrito. But when I do that, most times I do it with like the little like, you know, like pointy pieces down. So like it scrapes on my plate. And the person I was with, you know, asked me, you know, like a few like trips ago to a Mexican restaurant to not do that if I could, because the scratching, you know, is just very loud and like it gets to some people. So whatever. Okay. So I decided I'm gonna use my knife tonight because, you know, I don't want to make any loud noises. And yeah, so I use my knife, and the first time it's fine. The second time I use my knife, for some reason, it like slips in my hand and I make this loud ass like chink noise. It was like, ding! And everyone in the restaurant dead ass fucking looked at me so bad that I looked up and was like, my bad, like to everyone in the restaurant because. Literally everybody was looking at me. Then they just kind of, you know, like giggled and went on. But I was just like, oh my gosh. Like I literally put my knife down and I did not use the knife because I was like, clearly I can't use a fucking knife and I'm a little buzzed and I just made a fucking fool of myself. You know, like it was like, you know how in movies, you know, when they'll get on the little thing and they're like, cling, 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 can I get everyone's attention? That was me, except I didn't want the attention. So yeah, it was. I don't know. I just felt very silly because I'd already been drinking too. So I just felt like, oh my gosh. I was like, first, I couldn't open the fucking door. And now this. And they're all looking at me. And it was just, yeah, I don't know. And I was already feeling self-conscious for the night. So, you know, that was just a fun little treat. The rest of the night went fine, though. I got a second margarita and got brain freeze trying to drink it down so we could leave. Yeah. And then I went home and went about my day a little drunk. But yeah, shit sucked. 'Cause I don't know. I just get such bad social anxiety when I go out. So like if I do something and like everyone looks at me, that's like one of my worst fears is I'm like, please don't, just don't look at me. Pretend I didn't do shit. Like even when I'm working and you make that loud ass noise, everybody fucking has to stop and look at you and be like, are you okay? And I'm like, you know, I'm glad for the concern. However, can y'all not look at me? 'Cause I'm fine.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It just sucked. And to be in that little area and this, that ding, I'm just like, oh my gosh, dude. It was so bad. And then when we went to pay, it really sucked because you don't pay at the table at this particular restaurant, which I hate those kind of restaurants. Like the only ones I know that are like always going to be like that is like IHOP and like Denny's. But a Mexican restaurant, like whatever. So anyways, we had to go up and pay and we're just standing there. Like we stood there for probably 5 to 10 minutes waiting on one of the guys to come ring us out. And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Like we could have just walked out. Y'all don't know who I am? Like what the fuck? I mean, kind of though, because they checked my ID, but I'm sure they didn't check my whole full name. I don't know. The food was good. Well, the food was okay. The margaritas were good. I'll say that.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main reason for going, anyways. So, whatever.
I feel you. Shit, I just remembered that another embarrassing moment. I mean, I don't really remember it because you and Daryl remember it more than me, but it was when you guys fucking picked me up after I had my fucking surgery, and I was going fucking off about how much I hated old people because I was high. And
Oh, yeah, after your surgery.
yeah, that's a little embarrassing because I'm not gonna lie, like that's some shit that I like kind of at the time I kept to myself low key. But if I was really that vocal about it in a fucking hospital, like not a hospital, where the fuck we were in that room. Like with all those other patients and shit, I was just like, that's weird. Plus, I didn't like how when we came back, like when I came back, because I got sedated two times. But when I came back for like the second part of the surgery, she, the nurses and shit, I guess, were like trying to like do inside jokes with me. And they were just like, well, hey there, buddy. Like, do you remember anything? And I'm like, no. What the fuck? Why are you smiling in my face? Look at the fuck on me in my bed. Like, you ain't even my nurse. Like, they were literally coming in there just like asking me if I remember them. And they were just laughing. Like, I guess I was just so funny when I was fucking high and they were taking me out of there the previous day. But I was mad when I was back in there because I didn't remember shit.
Yeah, you were funny. We also talked about like particles of poo or something, because there was like a thing on the wall that was talking about like every like poop particle is like this or something, or like, I don't know, like it was just talking about poop particles and shit. And like, I remember we went on a rant about poop particles, even to the point where like the doctor came in and we were still talking about poop. I think I asked him if he knew like what that thing said, and he was just like, I wish.
Man, Dr. Coogan was the shit. That was my homie.
I should have fucking recorded. That would have been so cool. I think we weren't supposed to record, but I should have recorded.
I would have loved to hear me going off about old people, especially how loud I was when I was cussing. I was like, oh boy, that's not me.
You were talking about enjoy their life or something. Like, why are they so miserable or some shit like that? I don't know.
Man, I had a lot of hatred for old people back then. All that's gone away now. If you're old and you listen to this, I don't hate you. Like, I've learned to accept that people are just sometimes stuck in their ways, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You just have to learn, as the other person on the opposite end of that, learn how to adapt, and how are you going to communicate and be around this person effectively, since you know you can't change them. And that's a fucking battle. So
yeah,
that's a lesson on life.
Right.
That's God, I had to get over that quick.
I really thought that I'd be fucked up, like when I got my wisdom teeth out because I went under anesthesia, but like, I was just fine. I remember I woke up. I remember everything. Like, I woke up and they were still working on one of my teeth because they had woke me up early. And I haven't
mentioned. Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. Which I didn't care. Like, they were like pulling out another tooth. So I heard like, you know, and like grabbing. And
ooh, bitch, you metal as fuck. What you mean you don't care? They got fucking, what you talking about?
I didn't feel shit. So, I mean, it was fine. Like, okay. You know, like, I was just kind of like, you know, I like just kind of waking up. And then I was like, cool, I woke up. You know, that's cool. So I was like, ooh, I'm about to be fucked up. You know, like, that's what I was feeling. I was like, I'm going to be fucked up. So I like wake up. They were like asking me, you know, how I was, all this. I was like, yeah, I think you guys woke me up early. And my doctor was like, yeah, I went ahead and just did that. So you would be, you know, like ready to be up. And we were just working on this little one. So we were almost done. And I was like, okay, it's cool. And so like, I remember I stood up and then I sat back down and then I stood up and then they kind of just like walked me to my car. They didn't even roll me out. They just kind of like made sure I walked okay, barely holding on to me. And then, they were like, yeah, I would go get your prescription now. So that way, you know, you can, you know, just kind of get ahead of the pain. And I was like, all right. So we go to Walmart and I just remember just being really thirsty and was like, I don't feel nothing. Like, everything's fine. I got these gauzes in my mouth, but I don't feel shit. And like, I just didn't feel like that high. Like, I got to Walmart and I'm like getting my prescription and this dude was like, aren't you in pain? Because, you know, like I'm still like gauzed up and shit. And I'm like, nah, like I'm not in pain. I don't feel shit. That was about it. That was all I was feeling, was not shit. I remember I had like, I wanted to drink water so bad. Like, I was just thirsty and my lips were so chapped because they had been open and shit and just, they're just so dry. So I like buy a water and I'm trying to drink it and it just starts going down my face because my whole fucking mouth is numb. Like, I can't feel shit. So yeah, so I go to the bathroom so I can get a paper towel and they're out of fucking paper towels. So I'm like, fuck. So I go in the toilet, like not in the toilet. I go in the stall to get some toilet paper and like, I'm like bending down to get toilet paper. And as I'm bending down, there's like blood just like dripping out of my mouth. Because my mouth can't really close because I have gauze in it and I'm like, can't feel my mouth. So I'm like dripping blood onto the ground while getting toilet paper. Then I have to use that toilet paper to clean up the blood that's dripping while also trying to get toilet paper that didn't touch the ground so I can dab my face. And then, yeah, I just had to like just kind of knock back the water. Like, when I took a drink, I'd have to immediately just drink it like I was waterfalling or some shit. It was just bad. But I wasn't high, so... I mean, I probably was a little bit, but I didn't feel it. So, you know.
You were still affected by it a little bit.
A little bit, I guess, but just not enough. You know, not enough to have a fun time, if that makes sense. I don't get those cool stories. I was just normal. I was just happy I woke up.
You know, being after, I mean, you still go through some embarrassing ass shit after surgeries. Like it was just it was that with the thumb. I mean, not the thumb, the finger thing for me. And what was I about to say? Yeah, my mom. I fucking. What was wrong with me? I had like dental work or something. I think it was when I got my braces or no, they don't put you to sleep for braces. What was I doing? I don't know. I had some type of surgery. Oh, I think they had to like remove like the furthest teeth. Like,
The wisdom teeth.
yeah, that shit. Yeah, wow, I forgot what that was. It's
What
been
I
so
was just
long.
talking about, bro.
Yeah, duh, I'm stupid.
Yeah,
I think like with me on my wisdom teeth, man. My mom told me that when I had got like she had picked me up, she said I wouldn't stop telling her how pretty she was in the car. I was just like, well, I don't remember that shit, girl. So,
that's hilarious.
I mean, ain't no wrong with it. I'm sure I probably did. I'm a lovey person whenever I'm high, lovey and funny. But yeah, I don't remember telling her like a whole car ride. Like, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
You're so pretty. Ain't shit wrong with it though. Actually, my relationship with my parents has gotten better.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, we out here trying. I'm actually really excited for Thanksgiving, because it's gonna be my mom, my two sisters, one of my sisters, she has kids, so her kids, my niece and nephew, and we have all of us have not been together like in a house since I probably would say my sophomore year. And I mean my sophomore year of high school. And I say that like we might have had some like events or some shit. I think no, we were all last together for my niece's graduation. But still, like for the holiday spirits and shit, because I'm not gonna lie, man, I get angry and like depressed and mad around holidays. I hate holidays. And we can talk about that another episode. But to be around people that you just love and to have that connection and shit, you know, you can't beat that. And even if y'all do have like bad history and shit, you know, it's a new day. Like, I fucking had to think about it, man. I hadn't seen one of my sisters. It's going on like fucking 2 years. I didn't realize that. You just get so caught up in life and things that are going on. And so hopefully everybody can really come and everybody will be there because me and my sister are throwing down Clarisma, the one that's in Nashville. And I'm super fucking excited for all that. It's just going to be nice to have everybody under one roof. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, you know, on that Family Matters bullshit. On that full house love type bullshit.
That's cool though, because not a lot of people get that, or it's rare sometimes. That's
Well, I
dope.
mean, my thing, like, over the years, because I've had such a bad, it's not that I don't like my family. I just don't know them. And my childhood is kind of like, it wasn't by choice. It was because of how my mom was. And now, you know, now that I'm older, it's like, well, what the fuck? Why would I need to hit up anybody or do anything? And I don't know. I'm just weird when it comes to that shit. I'm like, I got this weird independency about me. And so, like, for years for me, and I think I've even talked to you about it, you know, when it comes to family, you know, I feel like personally, you make your own family. Like, my friends, like you, Daryl, Will, anybody that I've ever talked to in the past couple of years, like, and I'm close to, and they know who they are, like, even if I just name you, like, I consider these people as family to me. And I mean, that's a different type of family other than blood because it's like you'll drop and stop and, you know, help these people in a heartbeat. And, you know, they can call you can call them. Like, I look at that as family, you know, people that you can be around and just be yourself and be comfortable. And so, me, that's how I've always gotten by with the idea of, you know, family and like friends kind of thing. Like, if I don't have my family, then I got my friends, you know, my people that have been with me. Like, I got that. And I mean, that's still always nice to have, but it's still your part. Like, you as a person, like, for me, I had to learn how to, you know, like, how can I get my family, not necessarily back together, but like, how can I stay in communication with my family? And how can I, you know, have them a part of my life more? And like, simple little shit, you know, like just by texting or calling and doing things like that. Cause I didn't do that shit. I didn't see the point in it. And I mean, I've been kind of doing it like the past couple months. And I mean, it's helped me. And I don't know, mentally, it just feels kind of good. I mean, it is what it is. I don't try not to be all high hopes and shit because at the end of the day, I know my family. Okay. So, but it's also a matter of, you know, it's just such a good feeling to think like, damn, I would never think in any fucking lifetime that I was going to be able to convince like all these people to come together. It's not even that many people. Like I said, it's just my mom and my two sisters and my niece and nephew. And it's like, that's still like, that's such a big deal to me. I'm excited for it. But it's the holiday season, so you gotta. That's all I used to hate about holidays is, you know, people are always like, you gotta be happy and you gotta be lovey. It's all about spending time with people you love and blah 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 and all this shit. While I'm still not for that vibe, Because it doesn't have to be about that. That shit's just pushed on you because of fucking businesses and marketing. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. You genuinely fuck with somebody, you're gonna fuck with them all year, and I never seen an excuse for it just being a holiday season. So yeah, it's just that time of year. And you know what? If you're somebody that needs to, rekindle that fire, I guess, from your family, or just, the energy to want to be around them, you gotta really sit down and think, what can I do, to love my family now? Or how can they love me now, kind of thing. Like, there's no point in holding in those grudges and that fucking anger for such a long time. And then you just fucking realize, like, when it gets to the holidays, like, damn, I ain't talked to so and so in fucking almost a year or two or three or five. Like, time just goes by, man. Like, it's the same shit every fucking year. Like, real deal. Like, it is. We all have to do the fucking life every damn day. So, I don't know. Break that fucking chain. Do something.
Right.
Hey, we out here though with the good vibes and vibing off of what were we talking about? Oh yeah, embarrassing moments at first.
Yeah, embarrassing moments.
Yeah. Well, shit. I guess that's enough about that then. I guess we can take a break.
Hell yeah, it's a good little area. So yeah, we'll be back.
Let me hear your best evil laugh.
My best evil laugh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how I re really would.
You just laugh. You sound sinister.
I don't
I
know
didn't say fucking giddy. You gotta make it sound evil, Brittany.
why.
Fuck? What are you? What?
Maybe like ha 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 ha. I don't know. That sounds
That's a
fake
little
as
bit more
fuck.
evil.
I'd probably just like laugh like normal because I feel like it'd be even creepier to be like a really scary villain with like a really silly laugh. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Them evil laughs, you can hear the emotion in it when someone's just sinister, like laughing.
What's yours then?
My sinister laugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Doofensburg or whatever from Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know what the fuck it was, but that is definitely not my evil laugh. I'm bullshit like a mother.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I really need to do some evil shit so I can know. But
Go
honestly, whenever I do evil shit, it's usually pretty giddy.
for it. Okay. I said, I guess you have to go do some evil shit in order for it to come out.
Right. Let me go kick one of my animals.
Okay.
Kidding, just kidding. I would never.
I don't know, I kind of heard a little evil scoff in that one.
You know, evil thoughts, but I would never. They're my babies. The worst I would do would be to like pick them up and force them to take my love.
You're about to say force feed them. I was gonna say Jesus.
Force feed them? No, they're actually pissed right now because my cats want me to fill up their bowls because they can see the bottom of their bowls. But I can see that there's still plenty of food. So I'm like, when y'all eat some of this food, then I'll fill up them bowls. But yeah, my cats, I love them all, but they're cray cray. But anyways, now that we are back, the Proud Family.
Yes, I am so fucking excited for it. I seen a trailer just the other day for it too.
I did too, and it just looks like the original. So I'm like super excited because it's not like a live action or like a fucking remade or nothing like that. Like it's legitimately just gonna be the fucking Proud Family.
Yes, and it's gonna have the same fucking voice cast. They kept the same characters. I'm glad they kept Sugar Mama. Like, Jesus Christ, we all know she's
Right.
old, but like, please keep her. Like, Jesus, damn, like, she doesn't need to be dead. Like, I love that Penny and her friends, they're all like older. I'm guessing they're still in high school, they look like, because they were in middle school when the original Proud Family is, aren't they?
I think so.
I think they're in middle school. They gotta be in high school because she's definitely older. Like, they didn't give me a college vibe because, I mean, she's still. Well, I can't say that she's still with her family, so she could still be in college and do that. But still, they got that. And it's one of those remakes that it's like, you know it's going to be done right because the show looks exactly the same. It just has a more cleaner animation. And it's not
Right.
even like a 3D bullshit, like trying to make things like kind of like how they did with the Rugrats. Like, it's not like that at all. It's
Right.
literally still 2D. It's just cleaner. Like, it looks so much better. Like, I'm
It
fucking.
just looks updated. Yeah.
Yes, and it looks so good. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited to see Uncle Bobby. I'm excited to see
Yeah.
Oscar and his fucking friend. What was his name? Was his name Eckert? Or was it Felipe? What was La Cienega's dad? La Cienega. La Cienega. La Cienega. What the fuck was her dad's name?
I feel like it is Felipe. Yeah,
I think it's Felipe. I don't know. Either fucking way, he's cool as fucking hell. And then I've seen, you see, like, their celebrity cast lineup they have. They have Lil Nas X. They have, wow, that whole list just fucking went through my brain. Anyway, let me look this up. No, I want to look this up now. I gotta know because I'm over here talking about it.
I'm excited. It's gonna be a fucking banger.
My Wi-Fi is on some shit.
Oof.
Come on, please. Why are you loading so slow? I just want to know the name of the celebrity actors and actresses that y'all have joining in on this because it's a really good lineup. Oh yeah, Lil Nas X, you got Lizzo, you got fucking Chance the Rapper, Tiffany Haddish, Gabrielle Union. It is what it is. I'm glad they got Al Roker. I seen that name in there and I got super fucking excited because you remember Al Roker was like the fucking villain in the show.
I don't know. It sounds familiar though. I can't place him though.
He was the dude that, like, when Penny had got mad at her family because they were making her do chores and shit, like, he started him off as, I think, like, the weatherman, and then he, like, came through the TV. It was just so weird and random how the fuck they
Oh.
introduced this man, but he made all the parents disappear.
Yeah, I remember. Is he the same one that played the dude that was controlling the peanuts?
No, that was another dude. They even fucking said his name. I think he was in that episode though, but he didn't play it. I mean, not episode. He was in that movie. He just didn't play like a major role in it.
Okay.
Ooh, but they got such a great lineup of all these celebrities that are supposed to be in it. And Tina's mama. I mean, not Tina's mama. God Lord, Beyonce's mama. Tina Knowles is supposed to be in it too. I'm so fucking hyped. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Jaden Smith is supposed to be in it. This is all so good. Let me get off of this because I'm just reading names now. But it's definitely going to be really good. It sucks that it's not till next year, which I think it said February. Look, I'm
Yeah,
off on the website.
February
Oh, well, then
2023.
hell yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be so good to watch. I'm glad, like, I don't know if you remember, like, Proud Family. When like they first started, but they were a little controversial in my goddamn opinion, and sexist like hell. Like them earlier episodes, like the first season of the Proud Family. If y'all know, y'all know. Like, if you got Disney Plus, go watch that shit. Be a man.
I watched the fuck out of the Proud Family.
Yeah, the Proud Family is dead ass. Like, it was so funny. It still is, but it's like, god damn. Like,
It was
why
one of them
did they keep
what?
calling that one little boy? They kept calling him a sissy. I was like, god damn. I was like, how is he a sissy? Like, what the fuck? Hey, that was tripping. There's some ignorant ass people on the show
I'm
when it
ready for the
first came
Grove
out.
sisters.
Oh my god, the Grove sisters are fucking great. The only thing that they're blue because they're ashy.
I don't know.
What?
I thought they were blue because they were
Blue.
evil.
You said because they're evil?
Yeah.
I would take that. You know, they showed their mama and daddy. They blue too. They are. It
Let's look it
don't
up.
make no sense. I would rather take them as being ashy is why they blue, because I don't get why the fuck they blue.
Why are the Grove sisters blue? Someone said
No.
purple. They're not purple.
Yeah, they are not purple. Did
Oh, wow. Oh.
you find out some terrible news? Is it bad?
It's the reason you said the reason why is because their family can't afford lotion and they work in the hot sun all day.
Okay, and on that note, we are done talking about the Proud Family because that's that ignorant shit that I was just talking about. What in the fuck? Okay, all right. Any motherfucking
Because
way.
they're Jamaican, that doesn't make sense that they would turn blue. So because they're legitimately what, ashy? That's fucked up. I'm fucking pissed. The Grove sisters better not be blue this season. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, what, we're going to protest? We're going to walk out. We're going
Yeah, I'm gonna be like,
to
they still can't afford lotion. I don't understand. So you telling me that all the other characters lotion up, but the Gross sisters don't, and that turns them blue? Because let me tell you, I don't lotion as much as I should. So my whole body should be blue, aside from my face, because that's the only thing that gets lotion every day.
That is so insane. That's some ignorant shit, but that's that shit that's funny low key, because it's like
That's what that was like from Disney.
that
That
was from
wasn't even
what?
a fandom shit. That was from, oh no, it did say Disney fandom, but it says like Disney Wiki, so I'm like,
Damn. Well, you know what? If that's the move, that's the move. I ain't gonna say shit else. Because, like I said, real deal, you can go back and watch the first season of The Proud Family. It'll be like, goddamn, like they're so boy crazy. It has such like a 90s-esque vibe. Like, that's why I didn't like the 90s. Like, if you watch like the fucking, what was the show? Sister, Sister. I fucking cannot stand how boy crazy they made their characters. Like, I completely forgot like all those teenage shows and shit. Like, they're just so cringy about it. But
right.
goddamn, like, yeah, the Proud Family first season is a little cringy. You can stomach it and walk, watch it. It's still funny as hell. But it's rough. And that right there is that's if that don't tell you already. They talking about them motherfuckers because they can't afford lotion.
Right. I just saw a Twitter post that was like, y'all remember the day that we found out the Gross sisters weren't blue, they were just ashy. And I'm like, what the fuck, pig?
Damn. I thought that was a joke. I thought that was a bad roast. I mean, I fucked with it because I was like, that's funny, but nah.
I literally just thought they were blue because they were just fucking icky people, you know? And now I'm just like, wow, y'all is just all right.
Yeah,
Okay.
because they were just evil. Like, they were mean. Like, I took it as like thuggish shit. Real deal, what it made me
Right.
think of is there was a fucking like 90s hood movie. And it gives me, and I like, they give me that, I like that vibe. Like, and it made me think, like, well, maybe they're blue because the fucking the lights in that scene or whatever, them thugs and shit. That's how I took it as a kid, because I was just like, that's really how I saw it. But of course, as you get older and people want to make shit, create things. And I guess that's what even they fucking decided, like, nope, it's because they were poor and poor people in the Proud Family are blue and they can't afford it.
That's fucked up. Not even because they're bullies, because they're fucking poor.
Right, and that has nothing to do with them being mean, like their attitude or just their fucking like views on life. It's just because they broke. That's
Well, no wonder they assholes then, because they're fucking broken blue. Damn. I'd be bullying people too if I was broken blue, because I'd be the one getting made fun of. Hell nah.
that's fucking wild.
I'm pissed. Whatever though. You know, I'm still excited for the Proud Family. You know, I'm still excited.
Hell yeah. Well, on that one, then what would you like to end the show off with our what the
Wait.
fuck was it again? Here we go being bad fucking
Wait.
podcasters.
No, we can't start the good vibes yet. We got a question.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know where I'm going with it. I'm excited though. What was the question?
Wow, I was like, damn, you sound like a fucking car.
Yeah, we about to zoom in that bitch, weren't we?
All right, I'm trying to pull it up right now. Okay. All right, so as y'all know, on the vibe check, we like to do like little fan questions and stuff like that. So if you send us, emails, we'll talk about it on the show. If you have a question for us, we'll talk about it on the show. Blah 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 blah. You know what it is. So we have, a little listener letter, and it comes from one of my very good friends, David. So shout out to David for emailing the vibe check.
Love you, David.
Yeah, we love you.
You make
So,
daddy very happy.
yeah. Anyways, so David says, I'm really enjoying you and Chris's podcast. I appreciate your good vibes and you're super funny. In reference to one of your previous episodes, I was wondering why the Spanish club in our senior year seems so large. LOL. Was anyone in that club fluent in Spanish at all? And that's the first question. So, you remember, Chris, we talked about our Spanish club adventures.
That fucking ridiculously huge club.
Right.
Nobody.
I only knew of two people that were fluent in Spanish that year in my, in my class, and I don't even know that they were even in the club, aside from the teacher.
Yeah, it was Miss Tejeda, which of course, and then
Right.
what was her name? Oh, I just had her name and began with an A. The really skinny girl. Oh my God, she was in it.
I have no clue.
Amelia? It wasn't Amelia. I can't think of that woman's name. Damn it. But anyway, not a damn single one of them students in that bitch knew how to speak Spanish other than like the teacher and like you said, two other students maybe, and whatever else we were taught. But outside of that, everybody that was in that club was there for the food. I don't give a fuck. Like that's how it was advertised. That's why everybody was there. And nobody talked about it. Not nobody talked about it once. Like, why is this club so big? And
For
what were
real.
people saying? Like, I can't even remember who told me about it. It was just we were just talking, and it was one of the girls' jobs or somebody's job to like bring people into the club because you know that's what they do. They have somebody in all the clubs, you know, trying to get more students to come to it. And I don't know who went around hustling saying that there was going to be food there, but like, if not damn near like a nice portion of that school, all grade levels was in that bitch.
Right.
Oh boy. Oh, we need to post that picture. If you have that yearbook, we should put that on Instagram or some shit. But people need to see that picture. It's like we could have been a choir. Like, that's how big it was. Like, we did not need Spanish club. What Spanish club any fucking where in America is there going to be this many students in it? Like,
Right.
that was a dummy, thick ass photo of people. And we didn't do shit.
Not dummy thick.
Like,
I
we
bet you
didn't
I
do
have it in
nothing.
here too. I know I have it because I have my senior yearbook. Like one of my only yearbooks I got in high school because, I was poor, I was a blue person.
Oh no. She ashy.
Right. My ashy ass only could afford the senior book because it was essential, because that's my senior year. So I needed it. So I'll find that and I'll post a pic on the socials just so y'all can really see what we're talking about. Because, I'm half Hispanic and I took Spanish and I still, like, I couldn't talk to you in Spanish, like, unfortunately. But I only joined Spanish Club for the free food. And I think because a few of my friends were like, hey, let's go to Spanish Club and get this food, So, and I'm sure I probably linked up with David too in Spanish Club because I'm like, David, if you was in Spanish Club, of course we were vibing. So, yeah.
Don't even remember. I can't even tell you who's in that bitch. I'm telling you, I just remember the body count. And that was a lot of unnecessary fucking people in that one ass
Yeah, it's so funny. But anyway, so moving on from the Spanish Club. So David says, my question for both of you is if you could have any dinner with any celebrity, who would it be and why? So Chris, you go first because I'm conflicted.
I know you. We got to talk about what you're going through. Oh damn, like I gave it some thought like immediately when I think of any celebrity that if I could just sit down with them and just talk to them right now and just out of just right on the spot is Megan Thee Stallion. That's my baby,
Of
that's my
course.
girl, that is my fucking spirit animal. Like that is a woman to me in my eyes. That's the type of woman that I'm used to fucking with, like, and I mean not like relationship wise, oh my God, if I could find a girl like that. But I mean, like my family. Like she reminds me of the women that are a part of my family, like my mom, my sisters, like cousins and shit. Like that's that South energy that fucking needs to be fucking televised and shit. Like that confidence and that everything that girl stands for. She know how to have fun. She'll fucking she's about her fucking independence. She is about fucking self-love. She is about bringing the best out of anybody, having good times, good vibes. She's smart as hell. She's beautiful, natural, big, thick, curvy, sexy. Oh my God. Like, that is my man. I swear. I'll fanboy over that girl. I want to wear her hoodie. I said it. I don't give a fuck. That's my baby. That's my girl, man. If I could sit down with any celebrity right now, it would be her. We're gonna talk about business. We're gonna talk about how the fuck I can win your heart so you can lead that nigga that clearly has more money than me, but I can do something. I'm bullshitting. I couldn't be able to drive that bitch. I can admit that. I'm just saying, man. But like, real deal. If I could ever meet her, oh my God, I would want to rap with her. We would talk about life, like real fucking deal. Like I'm for real, man. She said in her newest album, she thinks she needed Pisces, and I'm right here. You hit me up, Megan Thee Stallion. If you listening to this shit right, motherfucking now. Even if we ain't never gonna be married, if I don't even see you know, romantically or some shit. If I'm just a part of your life, baby girl, that's all that matters. And you need to know that you got this black Caribbean boy in Tennessee. You have his heart, and that's all that matters. So here we are. I said it. I'm in love, damn it.
I can tell.
God, I love that woman. I blast that woman's album all day, every day. I know lyrics, verse. That's a freestyle king queen right there. Lord, let that bitch wrap around you in circles. I swear to God, like, that's just a turn on for me. Okay, but enough about Megan, because Lord, have mercy. That's my baby. Goddamn.
Wow. Nice. I hope your dreams come true.
I hope they do, too. And I hope my neighbor stops knocking on the fucking wall below me.
Hell nah, he's back at it again.
Man, and I can be right back at it again, my damn self, with blasting some fucking trap music and fucking stomping all around on this fucking house. I remember that one day he made me so fucking mad. No, matter of fact, no, we're talking about you. We're talking about you. Because I was really, I can rap about this motherfucker. I ain't got time to talk about him. Go ahead. If you could talk to any celebrity or, you know, sit down with him for dinner, Brittany, who and why, you know, like you said, you conflicted. So let's find out why you're conflicted.
So, you know, like, when I think about this question, you know, I just think about the many men in my life that I'm in love with. You know, the first one is always Drake because, you know, that's my husband. So I'm like, would I want to talk to Drake? But then I think about it, like, I really, really love Joji. And Joji is, like, so funny, like, that energy that he just brings as, like, when he was Filthy Frank to now to, like, you know, I accept him at all levels. You know, I forgive his past, you know, whatever. But then recently I've been into Rich Brian and I watched him recently actually with Joji. They have a little cooking thing that they did for like their 88 Rising album. I watched that shit and I was like, I would die for Rich Brian and Joji. Like, I would love to just be with them both. But then, like, you know, you can only pick one. So then I'm like, well, then there's Ed Westwick, you know, which for y'all that don't know who Ed Westwick is, shame on you. Second of all,
Well, shame on me, because we can also talk about who the fuck he is. Because
okay, so Ed Westwick is a British actor. He fine as hell.
What was he in?
So Gossip Girl.
Okay, moving right the fuck along, because what the fuck? Okay.
So anyways, you know, then I think about shit. What was his name? Because I just had him in my head. Okay, you got me all conflicted, you know, talking about my husband and all. You know, another one, though, before I talk about this other one, would be, like, Johnny Depp. Because, like, I mean, the Depp man, let me tell you, he's just so talented and just, like, Johnny Depp deserves the world, you know? So then I'm like, well, maybe I'd want to talk to him. Because, like, I'm not in love with Johnny Depp. Like, when I tell people, like, I do think he's attractive, but, like, as, like, Sweeney Todd and, like, as a vampire, you know, when he's dead looking, that's what I want, you know?
I really like it when my man just doesn't have any type of life in his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's really what it is. You know, like, then there's that. So then, who was that other person I was going to say?
I don't know. You stopped at four when we last talked about it, but there's more.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about it, and then you were talking about Megan Thee Stallion, and then I was like, well, wow, I really need to, like, up my game, you know, because those were all really good reasons to talk to somebody, and I'm just thinking, like, oh, well, he's really hot, and I'd love to talk to him, and he's really hot, and I'd love to talk to him. It's really
so hard. So, essentially, you want to be the host of a cookout.
Yeah, you know, like, I'd like to have a little cookout, a little Thanksgiving dinner, if you will.
A little sit down. I see you.
Yeah, a little sit down. You know, or even, like, you know what? This just came to my head, too. 2 Chainz would be cool to eat with. Because, like, I'm a big fan of 2 Chainz's show, Most Expensive, with 2 Chainz. And he goes and he finds most expensive things. Like, he found the most expensive cat. That one's a really cute one. A lot of his videos are stoner related. So I like them, but I know, you know, that's not everybody's cup of tea. But he's got a lot of other ones, too, that are different, that are really good. And just, he is just, 2 Chainz seems like a really down-to-earth person, honestly. And, like, I feel like we could vibe, because he's cool as fuck. But you know what? You know what? I'm gonna stop with all this. And if I have to pick just one, I'm gonna pick Joji, because
the homie.
Exactly. I'm like, he's the homie. He's perfect in every way. Everything I followed him in, like, you know, when I first, like, found Filthy Frank, I was like, this is weird, like, I don't like that voice, but just kind of, like, watching more of his comedy, like, I was like, okay, you know, I get it, and I liked his pink guy stuff, and then once he, like, did the flip to Joji, I mean, he just became daddy. that's all I can say about that. Like, he just became like daddy, you know, like everybody knows who Joji is. Maybe not everybody, but most people. So I don't know. I think I would like to talk to him. It's kind of the same thing, you know, his music, like I've listened to it in all sorts of different scenarios, you know, when I'm sad, when I'm happy, you know, just a lot of shit. His music has a lot of feeling. You know, I'm looking forward to more music that he puts out because that music, I can just vibe with it. His talent is just, I don't know, it's just different. Like, he's still got that little bit of raunchiness in him. It's like when he sings, he's just so angelic and just beautiful. Like, he can just go so many different ways. Like, he could be silly and serious and just, I just really like that shit, you know, like, I don't know. He's just got many talents and I feel like he's a pretty good person. Like, whenever he talks and stuff, I just love hearing it. Like, I watched a few interviews with him and he just seems so sweet and just so real and just like really funny still and just like cool. So I just think it'd be awesome to meet him and see what he really about and, you know, and maybe like ask for his hand in marriage, you know? Yeah. So I love you, Joji.
Let's have a duo wedding. You can marry Joji and I'll marry Megan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be hot.
That would be. Like, we would be like,
we'd be fucked up.
It'd be like the royal wedding, except better, you know?
Way better than the royal wedding.
Yeah, like, we would be like the most elegant. I don't know. It would just be great.
Yeah, and if you didn't tune in and watch our wedding, it's because you broke and you a bummy ass bitch. Okay, I'm getting mad again.
You know what? Our wedding is going to be so great and extravagant that like everyone is going to be mandated to watch it and it'll be free, you know, for the people that can't see it. So
I guess
at if least, you know, you'll be able to see it the next day.
I guess. But we got to do something about that after party because that's the real party.
Oh, yeah, VIPs only. That's where my other husbands can come and hang out.
Yep, and if you ain't there to smoke, drink, or have sex, you ain't coming.
So that's we have that. An orgy.
Hey, whatever the fuck happens, happens. Listen, I said it's an after party. I didn't say it was, I ain't no specifics to shit.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Over when it's over.
It's over when it's over. It's going to last like 10 days. It's going to be a celebration, bro. But yeah, so thank you, David, again, for that question. I do want to mention, too, I know my friend Megan submitted a question as well. We just hadn't gotten to it because it's more of a serious topic.
Thank you so much, because I deadass was going to say something about that after we discussed this letter.
Yeah. So I know we didn't answer that question, and I feel for it because Megan is one of my besties as well. And, you know, I want y'all to know that every question is important to us and appreciated.
Yeah, send your listener letters to mommy and daddy. We're here.
Right. So if you want to send those, it's askvibecheck@gmail.com. You know, just all one thing. Just submit them through. We go through them. We read them. We appreciate them. And it gives us something fun to talk about, too. So that's always fun. But moving on to good vibes. Do you have any good vibes?
Well, brush your teeth.
Yes, please brush your fucking teeth.
I'm being fucking serious too, Mike. Hygiene is very important. So just stay clean because I promise it keeps you in a better mood and your spirits higher. You'd be surprised. I also learned, and I've tested this shit too. Like, if you're ever depressed, if you go take a cold shower, I think, like, it kind of, like, it helps your body. And it kind of does. Like, it kind of, like, feel a lot better. Like, even if you just sit under, like, some cold water. Be surprised with how your mood is kind of like, you just, it's like, okay, this is nice. So yeah, you know, stay clean, keep yourself disinfected. But it's a grimy ass world out here.
For real, I'm like, it's really not that hard. And if you're struggling, you know, ask somebody to help you out, because like, you know, like, I don't want to like hurt no one's feelings and be like, you know, y'all stinky and shit. You know, I understand, you know, maybe y'all like the Gross Sisters and you can't afford it. Well, we don't want you being blue. So hit us up. We can help you out with that. You know, I just feel like people don't really want to ask, you know, when they need help with that sort of thing, because it's kind of an embarrassing thing. But like, hygiene is so important and it's good for your skin, like the longevity of that shit, your teeth. And that's one thing I'm like, please brush your teeth, because I'm out here with like thousands of dollars in debt. Well, I'm not even in debt yet, but I have like thousands of dollars of work on my teeth that I need to get done because I'm not taking the proper steps to not, you know, to like clean my teeth after eating sweets. I could be eating less sweets, yes, but like, you know, I'm not brushing my teeth after every single sweets, but I do try to make an effort to brush my teeth twice a day. And it does make a difference for sure. Cause like, you know, if I don't brush my teeth the next day, I could tell. And like, you know, it's just so important. So you don't have to deal with all the medical bills later, but you know, that's the tea for me.
So your good vibe is good hygiene too?
No, I was just vibing off it.
I was going to say, oh, well, I guess we both agree that y'all motherfuckers stink and y'all need to get it together.
No, I definitely agree that, you know, they need to get it together. You know, people need to be clean, but I have my own good vibe.
My mood switches. Be fucking positive and it's like this shit comes out. But what's your good vibe?
So my good vibe is, you know, to just during this holiday season, you know, stay positive. Don't let these hoes get you down. You know, I started a new job recently and I really like it. And one thing, like the best thing about my new job is my coworkers. They're all, most of them, you know, are very sweet. I mean, they all are sweet, you know. I'm not going to say just most of them because they're all really sweet and, you know, have accepted me and, you know, all this good stuff. And, you know, there are a few people I work with that are just so about like, you know, like the positivity of things and like meditation, you know, just like self-care and shit like that. And, you know, I know we talk about that a lot on this podcast, but it's so important and it needs to be talked about, you know, like every day for some people like me. You know, I go into work and I'll be sad and depressed and I've been having my down days, you know, we all do, but I really thank my coworkers for like trying to lift me up, you know, trying to show me like different books or something, or like try to tell me different things that I can do to make myself feel better. And one thing that's really popped out to me is just trying to be positive. Like, you know, I always hear people say, you know, you got to be positive. Well, I'm not a very positive person. I always assume the worst, you want the best, but like, you know, assume that the worst is going to happen because I'm someone who doesn't want to be disappointed, you know, when it comes around. But that's not always the best way to think. You know, you should still try to be positive in the situation, even if you fear the worst. And so that's something I'm trying to learn, is trying to be just a little bit more positive in things, you know, not take like things, you know, out of pocket or something, or like, you know, when someone calls me and they're pissed off about something, realize, you know, that's not my fault. They're not getting mad at me. They're mad at whatever's happening, and I'm gonna do my best to help them out. And you know, if it just doesn't work out, just doesn't work out. And you know, that's just with any kind of experience, you know, that's just like a customer service thing, yes, but like, you know, even with your friends and stuff, you know, you might say something that hurts your friend, but like, you know, it just kind of depends on the situation, I guess. Like, you know, I always feel like honesty is the best, especially like getting older. I'm like, I don't want to just hide things from my friends just because they're hard topics. But like, if you need to tell them something to help them out or make them realize something, you know, just do it. You know, you can't please everyone all the time, and your real friends will stand by you. And, you know, just stay positive this holiday season. You know, don't get that seasonal depression, which, you know, it just happens, but like, you know, just don't let shit bother you. Life's too short to be out here stressing all the time. And I know I'm one to talk because I'm always stressing, so you know, but that's just my good vibe to y'all. You know, stay positive, stay healthy, and don't be dirty. So yeah,
all of those things.
Right. Like, take your showers and meditate.
Like, specifically in that order, too.
Right. Yeah, I'm also trying to learn more about crystals, too. I want to learn more about, like, what they can do and, like, their little powers of healing and shit like that. But crystals are expensive.
And everything right now is expensive. Yes. I swear, in the past year, like, everything, especially, like, technology, like, computers and gadgets and shit, holy fuck, the price on all that shit has skyrocketed.
It's crazy. Like, I want a PC set up, but like, it's like, you know, like my roommate was all like, you know, it's like buying a car, you know, if you want a PC set up, you know, and I'm like, it's not going to be that much. The fuck you talking about buying a car, you know, like what the hell? But then I'm looking at it, it's like buying a used fucking car. The setup I want is like, I need like $3,000 to $5,000 to get like a nice one that's going to last, that I can stream on. And I'm like, this shit ain't real.
it's really insane, the price. The price is going up. I mean, of course, it's because of COVID and everything, but it's like, man, like, was it ever gonna drop? Because
Yeah, and it's because things coming from like overseas are harder to get. Like things are just limited, and that's what's making the price go up. So ideally, after COVID, things should get better, but it's like, when is that going to be? We're about to be in 2022, and we got people talking about, they're about to like basically mandate vaccine for like workers. If it gets passed starting in January, any company that has more than 300 people are going to have to either have their vaccine or get tested for COVID. And it's just like, so are we still going to be wearing masks? Are things still going to be like having issues? Like, it's just so hard to say because I don't think COVID is going nowhere, unfortunately.
Who knows at this point? I'm just trying to fucking just enjoy being out and everything while I can, because shit, remember fucking months ago we thought everybody was gonna be fucking closed down, and I'm just like, man, I got the money. I'm trying to travel a little bit. I'm trying to do some shit before whatever happens, happens, because they're so on and off about COVID now. It doesn't even make any fucking sense. Like, we've gotten COVID pills and COVID booster shots and shit, and it's just like, what in the fuck? You're like, well, what's happening? Like, it's just, like, I don't get it, and I don't have time to fucking even sit here and try to figure it out, because they're not trying to give out that information. So,
I need to
shit.
get my ass to Dave and Buster's before I can't.
And please come out this way. Ah, we should do that. We should plan something. We should go to Dave and Buster's. Because I was just at Aubrey Mills last week. I was just walking around and shit.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, we should definitely plan a Dave and Buster's trip because I'm gonna cook some food, so I'm gonna need some money. But yeah, we'll plan a day where we can all meet up at Dave and Buster's and just fucking play some bowling and drink and fucking play video games and drink.
Yeah, drunk bowling is definitely one of my favorite things.
For real. And we can just get us a little table, order them drinks and shit, and then bowl. And then while we nice and buzz, we fucking go play some games.
I'm about to spend stupid money at Dave & Buster's, but it's gonna be worth it.
I take about $200 every time, like no
I'm
cap.
telling you need about exactly. You about a couple $100 on you when you go to that bitch, because you are spending money. Like,
For real, but we could split the cost of the bowling and
I
just
ain't worried
watch.
about all that shit. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, because bowling, bowling is definitely one of their most expensive things.
And it's not awful. I think it's like $30 for an hour or something. At least you don't have to pay per game because most bowling alleys are per game. And I like Dave and Buster's because like you pay for the hour. So like a game, if you're playing two people, could take just like 30 minutes or maybe even less than that, where like, an hour would get you more money's worth, I feel like, depending
It
on.
does, because I was trying. I just remember, yeah, because me and Brandon, when we went, we got our food and everything like within that hour. Because I thought about it, like, well, what if you go over the hour because you're waiting on food and drinks and all this other shit? But they're pretty quick.
Yeah, and you could just go up there and pay for another table too.
Yeah, it just post up.
Right, for real. I can't wait. We definitely doing this. We'll find, like, I get my schedule out 2 weeks in advance, so we can definitely schedule something. It seems like Tuesdays is the best days that I'm off and we can have a whole squad.
Hey, we'll see.
Look at us making plans on the pod.
Well, we have to, because that's how you live life.
Yeah, so y'all should make plans too. That's another good vibe. Hang out with your friends whenever you get the chance because it's very rare because we all be working and we all be tired.
Yeah,
So,
definitely make the fucking time.
for real, life's too short to not be trying to enjoy your life. And I've been doing a lot of not nothing. So, I'm trying to go to the zoo too.
The one here in Nashville,
Hell yeah.
man,
What?
you ain't been?
I have been.
Oh, well, then get a new experience. I was gonna say, if you ain't been, I guess, if you want to experience it, go for it. But, well, I can't say shit because I ain't been to the Nashville Zoo since like high school, so it might be different.
It's
But I
a
know when I
lot
went, when
different.
I was last there, they had all that construction and shit, and it was just still like, it seemed like they were doing construction for like fucking years. Because even before,
Yes.
when I had went there in high school, like last time I went before then was middle school, and it was just like it was still so rough.
Yeah, so like let me tell y'all about some shit about the Nashville Zoo. For some of y'all that don't know, the Nashville Zoo is a newer zoo. Like it's been here for a while, but it's still like new and expanding. And one of the last times I went, which was like a few years ago, I think it was in 2019, was the last time I really went. They had already, they said they only had used like half of the land available to them. So they're still expanding. They're trying to make like a little like hospital on site, like for the animals, like a bunch of cool shit. And when I had went, they had like gotten so much shit. Like they had like a bear exhibit. They were working on the tiger exhibit, which that shit should be done now because like, it's been years. So the tiger exhibit better be up because they moved them. That's where they have my little red panda. I love him. But they've done so much. They even have a kangaroo exhibit now where you can walk in. And if the kangaroos come up to you, you can pet them. They got a lot of new shit. Like, it's really worth going. And that's why I go a lot is because they're expanding. And so, like, that's why they've been doing so much construction. But they've, you know, there's less construction going on because they've completed so much shit, so it's definitely worth going to. I do want to go to the St. Louis Zoo again, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I've heard great things about the St. Louis Zoo. Like, if you think about a zoo, I'd say look out of state, because I'm looking at their zoo map right now, the Nashville Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some new shit, it looks like this Gibbon Island, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
What the fuck, is it just the porcupine? Don't we have porcupines in Tennessee?
Porcupines? I think so.
Why the fuck? Why do we have one in a zoo?
I mean, I don't know. They also got guinea pigs.
I'm not trying to knock the Nashville Zoo. I'm just saying, I'm never impressed. Where if I look into it, shit. It's like, I'm just getting hot looking at this map, just thinking about how there's no shade there. No, there's shade and shit there. Nashville Zoo isn't that fucking bad. Real deal. I like to check it out, though, because it has been fucking... It's been over 10 years at this point. Has it been?
So you should.
Oh, my God. Has it been 10 years over? No. How old am I? Oh, my God. Wow. We have to go to the zoo.
That has me dead as fuck.
I really do have to be thinking how old I am sometimes, because I swear I feel like I'm older than what I am.
Yeah, and last time I went, it wasn't bad at all. But I do want to go to the St. Louis Zoo, because the last time I went, we didn't have as much time as we would have liked. And we went on like the busiest day of the year. We went on like the first day of spring without really realizing it. And the people there, because we took like a day trip. So we drove like to St. Louis, which is like, what, like 3 hours from here. And then, like, so many people were there. Like, I even heard local people being like, this is the most people I've ever seen here. And I'm like, great. But the St. Louis Zoo is free admission. You just pay for, like, your food and, like, your drinks and, like, if you want to do extra shit. And I think they have penguins, too, and the Nashville Zoo don't. But
oh, that was the fucking, the Atlanta Aquarium where I saw penguins. I was like, I just saw penguins recently. Mm-hmm. Well, not recently, but, yeah, I got pictures of them homies in my phone.
Yeah, penguins are cute. I saw some at, let me think, the Chattanooga Aquarium. I saw the penguins, and they didn't have as big of a, you know, of a little environment as I would have liked. But my favorite there, like, aside from the jellyfish, because jellyfish are my favorite, is they had, like, a little turtle nursery for, like, baby turtles and shit. And it was so cute. And there was a bunch of little baby turtles in, like, little tanks. And just, oh my gosh, it was so cute. I love the baby turtles.
Turtles are also homies.
I love turtles, but you know who don't love turtles?
Who?
Daryl.
Well, that's where we have a problem. And so you can give him my number, and we can definitely go ahead and set a day where we can meet in person to where we can discuss this, because that is outrageous.
Well, a turtle attacked his family.
I don't even want to talk about it this episode. We can talk about that, because that sounds like a lot of drama. It doesn't even fucking sound like, you know what? It's his trauma and his experience. I can't. I'm not going to diss it. I'm sorry that happened to you, man. That sounds like it's fucking shit. I don't want to laugh. Fuck, that doesn't make any sense to me. But either way, I'm sorry.
Snapping turtle.
Like, how do you... Anyway, you know what? Let's just wrap up. That's, you know what? It's been great, y'all. Thank you so much to those who have been listening and have been patient and have been interacting and keeping us going as far as the podcast. Like, we really appreciate it. And we love getting the feedback And we love whenever you love listening to us on your commute to work or school or chilling at your house, smoking, vibing, doing whatever the fuck you're doing. We just really love it.
Hell yeah. And don't forget to send in your listener letters, or just if you have any comments, anything at all, send them to our Gmail, askvibecheck@gmail.com. Follow us on the social medias. We on Facebook at, okay, so Facebook, sorry. You know, I
toxic,
haven't.
Toxic, toxic, we're toxic, we're toxic.
Whatever. So anyways, Facebook is The Vibe Check Podcast. And then on Instagram, it's the_vibe_check_podcast. So follow us on the medias. Find us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, which you're probably listening to one. So it probably doesn't even matter that I said that. You can shoot us a review on the Apple Pod. And yeah, send us emails. And just, you know, as always, keep listening to us, keep loving us, and living your best life.
Because we love you.
Yep. Don't make us sing the Barney song, because we will.
Ooh. I forgot the lyrics.
I'm sure.
I love. Just kidding. I don't know. Anyway, it's back. I haven't thought about Barney in years, so that should be acceptable. If right. Anyone asks me on the spot, "Hey, sing a Barney right now," like I don't fucking know that.
Sing a Barney. Yeah, it's funny because I guess when I was younger, I really liked Barney, but my dad didn't like Barney, so he tried to make me not like Barney, but I still really liked Barney.
Barney was just goofy.
Right, you know, just a little dinosaur just living his life, chilling, you know, teaching us how to clean up and love one another. You know, what could go wrong there?
Everybody needs a hug. Yes, get the fuck up out my face.
Oh my gosh. I could just imagine him in his little green and purple suit just saying that shit.
Yeah, because that's exactly what the fuck he sounds like. Oh, goofy bitch.
Oh shit, that's funny. I'm about to go watch me some Barney.
You do that. You enjoy that.
I'm a YouTube in Barney compilations.
Hell no. Fucking hell. You better fucking taking some damn LSD and fucking taping your eyes open. Like Barney when she goes to sleep from Stonecrackers. Oh my god, I watched that shit again recently and I love that show.
That show's so funny.
She's like, well, time for bed. And she fucking like throws on some death metal and like tapes her eyes open and like takes shrooms. And it's like, wow, that's oof. Girl, you asking for nightmares.
Right. Oh shit, I love Stone Quackers.
But we're done here. So goodbye.
Yeah, y'all have a good one. And we'll see you next time on the Vibe Check.
We love you.